You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, my gosh, that's my producer, Sean. I can't believe he threw that in there. That is great. My kids have been watching that show incessantly for the last 3 days. They've been off school because it snowed, you know, days ago. It gored here in the Atlanta, Georgia area, and they say the best way to get the song out of your head is to sing it out loud. So there you go. I won't burden you with any more of that. Welcome back to Armed American Radio, the Roundtable, Hour 3. This is fun, folks. Hour 3 is always really good. And I know you like it because I'm getting some great emails, and I apologize. It's been very difficult to keep up with them. We'll do the best we can. I promise that. Pensacola, Florida, welcome to the third hour of Armed American Radio. Detroit, Atlanta, Washington, Corpus Christi, Texas, Modesto, California, you're coming. It's great to see the growth. We're exploding like crazy. I love it. And thanks for joining us. 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, mark@armedamericanradio.org if you should wish to participate, or twitter.com/AARmark. And we've got the roundtable discussion coming up here with Dwayne Diker, Concealed Carry Magazine columnist of the, the author of the Real World Carry Gear columns, been writing for Concealed Carry Magazine, a tremendous wealth of information. If you have made a decision to carry a firearm for your own personal defense or are even considering it. And George Hill, the Mad Ogre, is the George, you were blogging before the word blog was a word. You know that, right?
Yes, I was. I was online journaling, or I don't even know what you'd call it.
I guess writing. It would be you were just... because there was no word, right? What are you doing, George? I'm sitting here writing my...
Yeah, exactly.
We'll call it a blog.
Yeah, I think we used to call it just wasting time.
Well, it was back when it was called a home page, actually,
yeah, exactly.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It started out on like a free hotbot.
Right.
Free hotbot hosting, and I just started doing it, and just never stopped. And... you know, I've got six sons. I've got six boys here at the ranch, here at Ogre Ranch, and the youngest ones do like to listen to, you know, watch SpongeBob on occasion. And to get that stuff out of your head, I got the perfect prescription for you, Mark, AC/DC.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something, George. I will refrain from doing my impersonation of the SpongeBob laugh that I've been hearing for the last 3 days, that constantly, you know?
Yeah, but one of the reasons I own guns.
I got to tell you, I love Patrick. I love that guy. Yeah, I think he's great. And, you know, you'll be sitting there doing something. Today I was reading, finishing up Susanna Hupp's book. What a great interview that was with her. She's amazing. And I was finishing that up, and in the background I heard that, you know, hey, SpongeBob, we're aliens and from somewhere else. And it was just cracking me up. But this is what I love about hour number three, because we sit here and talk about anything we want to. And we've got Dwayne on the roundtable this week. Dwayne, welcome back to Armed American Radio. It's a pleasure to have you join in the what is becoming the famous roundtable segment, my friend.
Thanks, Mark. Happy to stick around and join the conversation.
This is radio shooting from the hip.
Yeah, now let's remember it's radio shooting from the hip, okay? It's easy to get around with your guys and talk, and you know, because we can talk about anything we want. And it was, how much fun was it with Tim Schmidt last week?
Oh yeah, it was way fun.
And Bruce Eimer, it was great.
We had Tim laughing. I think he got hiccups from laughing so hard.
Yeah, Bruce was fantastic. He's always a lot of fun on the show, and we caught him off guard and on one of the questions when we were talking. I think it was about the Amtrak carry bill that we were talking about. Let me read you an email that came in. We'll start off the roundtable with this, and it's a lengthy one, but it is a good one. And it came in from Rowdy in Idaho. Rowdy, man, I love that. I love your name, and I love where you're at. Rowdy in Idaho. This is great stuff. It says, hello, Mark. I'm hoping you can help me out with something that has been bothering me for quite some time. It was once again brought to my attention while looking at the website for the 2010 SHOT Show being held in Las Vegas. According to the website, personal firearms are not allowed at the SHOT Show. The website said that even the firearms being displayed at the SHOT Show must have the firing pins removed. Who's running this show? The Brady campaign? Isn't banning firearms and requiring those not banned to be disassembled some of the same requirements that we fought so vehemently against and decried as unconstitutional in the Heller versus DC case? Yet we apply or allow being applied similar restrictions at one of our biggest events. The show isn't even open to the public. It's restricted to, quote, the shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade and commercial buyers and sellers of military, law enforcement, and tactical products and services only, unquote. So it's not like random people will be wandering in and out. If we can't even trust our industry leaders to responsibly carry their personal firearms, how can we trust John Q. Public? I've noticed a trend in this hypocrisy all throughout the firearms community. Gun stores that don't allow firearms and deny their employees the right to defend themselves while on the job. Gun shows with no firearms allowed signs and events celebrating our Constitution while denying the Second Amendment are all too common today. We tell people that we are absolutely responsible enough to own and carry firearms, and then we turn around and run straight down the anti-gunner checklist at our own events and places of business. We have a gun show in Boise that I will not attend because they will not let you carry a concealed weapon. Their excuse is that they've had 3 accidental discharges in the past, so rather than hold 3 irresponsible people accountable for their own actions, they are going to hold me accountable for their actions and deny my Second Amendment rights. Isn't that the exact same thing we condemn cities like Chicago and New York for, holding responsible gun owners accountable for the actions of others? We have a God and Country rally in Boise every year celebrating our freedom of religion and the Bill of Rights. They hold it at a facility that bans guns. Do you think they would hold their God and Country rally at a facility that didn't allow Bibles? What the heck is going on? The discrepancy is glaring to me, yet the event draws thousands of people every year who can't wait to spend their money celebrating their freedom at a place that blatantly denies one of those freedoms. Why do we keep going to these events instead of being true to our beliefs and so forth? You get the gist. That's from Rowdy in Idaho. Rowdy, that's a great email. And you bring up there's a lot going on. As Rob Pincus likes to say, there's a lot going on in that email. Let's talk about them, guys. George, I'll start with you first.
You know, he makes some great points. He really does. And Rowdy, I totally agree with you, buddy. It is what it is, though, unfortunately, especially with the SHOT Show, though, because if I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to stand up for my beliefs and I'm not going to go to the SHOT Show, look at everything I'm missing out on. So this is a double-edged sword that you have to deal with. And the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the organization that puts on the SHOT Show, they call the shots. And unless I'm on the board, it can change that. There's nothing I can do about it. I can voice my opinion, but if I avoid going to the SHOT Show for that reason, I'm missing out on a year's worth of everything.
George, you make some amazing points in there, and I'm sorry I interrupted you there, but I wanted to throw something out to Dwayne, too, because you'll be attending in Vegas before we go to the first break. Dwayne, Rowdy talks, like I said, there's a lot going on in that email in there.
Yeah, there is.
There's a lot going on there, and I want to kind of dissect that a little bit because his points are very well made.
Well, you know, one of the things, I think the problem with the SHOT Show and probably elsewhere is not the organizers as much as it is the venues, the convention centers, the insurance companies who insure the event. I mean, I think they are also between a rock and a hard place on that because I know that the convention—that's a convention center requirement. I would tend to believe it's also a requirement of their insurance companies that they make those rules. So, you know, it would be nice for them to not have to do that. But then, where are they going to go, and who are they going to get as a business matter to, you know, to host them and to insure them and that sort of thing? So there's a practical problem there that I think that goes beyond, you know, what people want to do.
Now, I'll go another step farther. A great point. And that is that Nevada and their concealed carry reciprocity does not seem too user-friendly. Now, I have a Florida permit, and I have a Georgia permit, and my Florida permit is no good in Nevada, nor is my Georgia permit. Now, we've got 30 seconds before we go to a break. Quick thoughts on that one, George, because I can't carry there anywhere. Anyway.
That's true. I'm going to pull up on handgunlaw.us who can reciprocate with Arizona or with Nevada, and I'll have that for you in just a little while. But
good. So when we come back from the break, you'll have that information. That's good to have.
Exactly.
And I'll ask you about that as soon as we come back, and we'll talk about being unarmed at the SHOT Show, where every gun manufacturer in the world will be. How ironic. I'm Mark Walters, your host. We'll be right back after these messages. Stick around.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9300, 981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
I could listen to the Nugent. I love it. Hour three is great. Dwayne, welcome back.
Thanks. I got to say that I love your bumper music. I think you must be stealing stuff out of my iPod.
No. We're all just showing our age a little bit. That's all. We're going to be trading in some of that stuff. We've got some really good intros coming up that John Young was kind enough to record for us that are going to, you know, now that we're 3 hours and literally growing and expanding, we've got some new intros coming into the top of the second hour and the third hour and some of the rejoiners.
That's well, you say radio showing lingo. Our age, but it's funny. My 12-year-old daughter came in before after listening, and she said, "Is that AC/DC on his bumper music?" I was like, "Oh yeah."
Yeah, I like the Kiss stuff. You know, I saw them years ago in Cobo Hall in Detroit when I was not supposed to be there and was supposed to be spending the night at a friend's house, and it wound up getting on the Kiss Alive album. It wound up being one of the recorded concerts for the original Kiss Alive album, and it was really a lot of fun. Uriah Heep opened up for him. Now I'm really dating myself. George, welcome back to Armed American Radio, brother.
Oh, fantastic to be here. The third hour, this is just so much fun. This is, I don't know if I'd rather be doing anything else on a Sunday evening.
No, you wouldn't. You'd rather be talking guns.
Than just, talking guns with friends, with compadres, and just having a good time.
Exactly. Tell us what you found out on Nevada reciprocity.
Okay, Nevada is really, I mean, for being one of these western states, they're pretty closed-minded. They are not reciprocating with Utah, for one, Florida, most of the South, the East Coast, most of the West Coast. They do reciprocate with Idaho and Arizona and Texas and a few other states up the middle in the Midwest, but there is a lot of red, meaning on the handgunlaws.us website, meaning that they do not reciprocate with, and it's surprising. Now, Utah was just dropped. They used to reciprocate with Utah, but they just dropped it because Utah does not require by law that shooting is actually part of the concealed carry licensing process. And I'd like to go one step further and just not only throw the shooting portion out, but the whole process out, personally.
Well, you know, you bring up something. Let's take South Carolina, for example. We have a lot of listeners in South Carolina. In fact, I'm going to be reading a email here. You're going to get a kick out of this from one of the Carolinas here shortly. Off topic here, we'll change the subject. But South Carolina, very difficult state to gain reciprocity. Georgia does not have it. Florida finally... South Carolina finally allowed Florida to reciprocate. However, you have to be a Florida resident in South Carolina. Now, living in the Southeast, okay, I travel out west all the time, as you well know. It's difficult to carry out there on my permits, Washington, Oregon, okay, where I get to, I won't say too frequently, but I get there. Arizona, I'm there all the time, very gun-friendly. God bless you. Love you, Arizona. We're being listened to in Tucson. Gotta love that place. But South Carolina, very, very difficult. Georgia has an issue with we don't have training requirements here in Georgia. You are a law-abiding citizen. You pass the background checks. You can get your permit. And there's other states out there, i.e. Ohio, where I just went over the holidays, where I can't carry in Ohio. Fortunately, I have my Florida permit, and it's recognized, and I can do that. So this quilt work, patchwork, junk work of laws. Now, we came very close with national reciprocity. Now, I wrestled with that one, guys, for a while with national reciprocity because I remember a quote from one of our founders that says, a government big enough to give you everything you want is also big enough to take everything you have. I'm not really keen on the feds sticking their face in a states' rights issue. So I wrestled with that one a little bit with this patchwork. However, that's something I'm going to fight for, you know, when given the opportunity again, because something has got to change. Plus, I'd really like to poke a pencil back in the eye of Obama. You know, I love watching him sign gun bills like he did with the national park carry. Wasn't that great?
Ooh, that probably just stuck under his skin.
Well, it hurt. It hurt, but he had to get the credit card legislation passed. Look, we're talking politics. Real quick, let's go back to Nevada for just a second, because Harry Reid is in a world of hurt, and we're being listened to in Reno. Reno, God, do something about this, finally, please. Now, you know, he made some very stupid, racist comments this past week. I don't know when he made them, but they were made public this past week. Imagine if he had an R next to his name rather than a D.
Now, he would be front and center on every media outlet the left controls.
Well, there were some very fascinating comments about that I picked up, and I'll have to dig in here and find them, but they were from Obama, about talking about Trent Lott when Obama was just a lowly senator, and you know, about Trent Lott's support for one of our fellow senators who had some problems in his background, very similar to Byrd in West Virginia, who they, you know, it only bothers them when it's the other guy, not when it's one of their own. And Obama came out and called for Trent Lott to resign because he could not lead the party having supported what he supported with the comments that Trent Lott made. And they were stupid comments. He should have never made the comments. And here we got Reid doing the same thing. And Obama forgives him. It's okay. It's Obama, because he has fought so long for social justice. You know what social justice means?
Political correctness.
It's Robin Hood politics. Take from me and give to you. That's what social justice is. It's socialism, and that's what he is. He's a socialist. So we could go on and on and on. What I'm getting at is, please, Nevada, please do something about this and get rid of this man. Get rid of this man, finally. And then here, you know what you have? You have the NRA, who is giving their full support behind Reid, because Reid, most people don't know this. And if you're listening right this second, anywhere in the nation, you probably don't realize that Harry Reid has always supported your gun rights on paper. And it goes against everything he stands for and his political background. Call him what you want, but he's not as stupid as he looks. And believe me, he looks stupid.
I have to admit, he's one of my least favorite political figures. I'm not going to say leader, because nobody wants to look at that guy and say, yeah, I'll follow him. But as far as political figures go, he's my least favorite. And it's kind of personal for me. We're members technically of the same church, and the fact that he is a member of the same church I am has made me stay home some Sundays. And I know that might get some feedback, whatnot, but it's just very irritating that he is a member of my own church.
Well, you know, it's Harry Reid's got his issues, and I don't believe we're going to be seeing Harry Reid much longer after this year. Thank God it's 2010. You know, America is on to, and gun owners in particular, you gun owners, and in particular concealed carry permit holders, are on to these people, and your voice is going to be heard very soon. Can't
vote
happen.
Vote him out.
It won't be long, George. Hey, when we get back, I'm going to change the subject, and I've got a really fun email to read, and George is mentioned in it, and some good and bad comments about AAR. Stick around. I'm Mark Walters, and we will be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Wow, hour three is so much fun. The emails are starting to light up here, and I just got one from Robert Boatman's son, and I'm going to read that in just a second. I am a huge fan of Robert Boatman's son, and I just sent him an email. Hopefully he picks it up right now because it just came in, and I've asked him to call the program. He's out in Idaho, and it would be tremendous if he can pick that email up and call in, guys. That would be a lot of fun to talk with Morgan, Robert Boatman, the late Robert Boatman's son. I got an email here that I want to read from a gentleman by the name of Jeremy Armour. It says, Mark, I was just listening to the conversation and email regarding the common yet oh-so hypocritical restrictions against carrying loaded and concealed firearms at places like gun shows and the SHOT Show. These rules irritate me as much as they do Rowdy, though I do understand the reasoning behind them, understand, not agree with. The organizers don't want to risk anyone pulling out a loaded firearm for show and tell, quote unquote, or to trade if at a regular gun show and then having a negligent discharge. Personally, I don't really feel the need to carry at those venues, as one would have to be both insane and stupid to start shooting people there. Having said that, I would still like to see the rules changed. By the way, if I remember correctly, at the NRA show last year, there was a sign posted at the entrance that read loaded firearms and or magazines prohibited, legal concealed weapons permit holders exempt, or thereabouts. So it's not impossible to do it, even with venues and insurance companies. Jeremy Armour. Jeremy, thank you very much for that email. I appreciate it. And, you know, yeah, there are a lot of reasons for that, you guys. And, you know, Eastman Gun Show has been to the Florida Gun Show, has been to some in Texas. you see the same thing. There's just some things you got to deal with.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, not to open a can of worms, but I'm sure there probably are people in all those venues that are carrying. A lot of those venues have those signs but don't have metal detectors and don't really take any steps to prevent you from carrying there. So, I mean, that's scary in a way. But, I think that maybe that's a whole topic for a whole other show, but I imagine that's going on.
Well, let me tell you what happened. At the last gun show I went to with Crusader Weaponry, we were demonstrating a product that we've got called Slipstream. And I'm saying that not to plug. It's a weapon lubricant. And people would bring us a gun, and we'd apply the Slipstream to it, and they could feel the difference that it makes in their weapon. And it was funny how many times that the person would unload the gun that they just pulled out from underneath their shirt to try out the lube. And you know what? I was all for it. I had no problem with it because I had one underneath my own shirt as well at the same time. So, you're there with the brotherhood, and, caution has to be taken. But at the same time, this is what it's about. We're packing weapons, we're buying weapons, we're selling weapons, and I had no problem seeing a loaded gun.
All right, well, I'm going to throw this one at you. Like I said, the emails are lighting up. This one comes in from Ryan Yost. I have never heard you and your guests backpedal on an issue before. We send letters and make phone calls to our lawmakers when they infringe on our freedoms, yet we make excuses and say it is necessary when our industry does it. I don't think Rowdy is talking about not having or going to the SHOT Show, rather holding those who allowed this to happen accountable. Surely there is a location that the show can be held that will allow those who want to carry. Why didn't our industry leaders find that location and support it with our business? That's a great question. And Ryan, I don't have the answer to that. I wish I did. I think Rowdy is saying that we're backpedaling on the issue here. I'm not sure how to read that, but I will say this, that I can't really take a stand one way or the other. I agree. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I think I ought to be able to carry on an airplane. How's that? Okay. It's ridiculous to me. And he makes a tremendous point. Ryan, thanks for the letter. Appreciate it very much. George, I'll let you and Dwayne comment on that. Dwayne, throw something in there. Give us your 3 cents, bro.
Well, they're right. And maybe there is a venue where they could do that. I don't know. I'm not sure it's that easy. I mean, the SHOT Show is still big business, and they have to do what they have to do to make a profit and to have this thing somewhere that people will come to it. And, it's a problem. It does seem hypocritical. I'm not sure what we do about it.
I'd love to see the SHOT Show come to Utah in Salt Lake City. That would be fantastic. However, there is just not a venue big enough for the SHOT Show. The SHOT Show is huge. And when I say huge, I mean it's unbelievably vast. And the smartest guy I ever saw at the SHOT Show was riding on a Segway, just some wheels just to get around, because the place is massive.
Oh, it's huge. I've attended other shows, like the PMMI show out there back in the old days when I was in the trucking business, you know what I mean? And, that packaging machine manufacturer show in Vegas, I was there for 4 days before I realized I missed half of it. I mean, it's enormous.
Oh, yeah.
And, I don't think I hit half of what was available for the law enforcement booths in Orlando last year. Now, this one's at the Sands this year, and it is. It's huge. It's huge.
There's only a few venues in the country, I think, that could really accommodate the traffic and the size of this thing.
Well, they alternate normally between Orlando and Vegas every year. And, you see the biggest heavy hitters in the industry there. And not just from manufacturers, but, you see the stars. You see the television stars. You see the radio guys. You see the Mossads of the world. The Gunny is there at the Glock booth. He's great. And I got a great picture taken with him over there last year. I can't wait to see him again this year. And hopefully we'll be able to do a segment with him on Armed American Radio. You get to meet Wayne LaPierre. The biggest hitters in the industry. George, last year was in 2008. You had Mitt Romney roaming the halls.
Oh, yeah.
you know, the political deal. You know, I'm all about your hunting and gun rights, you know. And it doesn't matter. I don't care what party they're from. They're all talking through both sides of their face. And all they're in there doing is getting votes. And, you know, Romney walked by and you just look at him and you think, yeah, you know, you guys need to take a stand one way or the other. Oh, and here he's the governor of, you know, one of the worst. God, you know, the Kennedys run the place. What more do I need to say?
Yeah, it's hard to take him seriously on a pro-gun stance.
Oh man, it really is. Hey, listen to this, you guys. I just got an email. I had made some comments about some written articles about Robert Boatman. I was a big fan of Robert Boatman, and he was a mentor of mine when I first started writing with Concealed Carry Magazine, and he had written the books Living with Glocks, Living with the Big 50, Living with the 1911. And I don't know, George or Dwayne, if you've seen Living with Glocks. It's a great coffee table book to throw in the middle of the house.
I have it on my bookshelf.
Oh, it's a tremendous read, and he makes some of the most profound, you know, awesome comments about the right to keep and bear arms and the responsibility that you as a citizen have to keep and bear arms. And I had a lot of respect for him. I asked him a number of questions for his advice while I was because he used to contribute, George, if you remember, to Concealed Carry Magazine.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, I remember reading a lot of his articles.
Yeah, I being a big fan of his prior to writing for Concealed Carry, I thought it was great. And I reached out to him, and he was very kind to me and put me in touch with Paladin Press. And I formed a real good relationship with John Higgs, who's been on the show a couple times. Because of that, and you know, if you've never read Robert Boatman's stuff, my gosh, go get it. It's outstanding work. And unfortunately, when Robert Boatman passed away in March, and I found out about it through an article I read. I didn't even know it. I found out a couple months later, and I had made some comments about, you know, that was it meant a lot to me, and I reached out to him, and yeah, we got 30 seconds, but. I just got an email from his son moments ago, and it says, Mark, I know you're crazy busy getting ready for SHOT. I'm working on the update for my late father's book, Living with Glocks, and would like a few minutes to interview you at SHOT. Does that sound okay? I tried to contact you months ago through the magazine and tell you about Dad. Thanks, Morgan Boatman. So that's an honor to get that from Morgan, and I've reached out to him. If he's getting his emails, please call the broadcast at 877-956-9566. Your dad was an icon and a legend, and I would love to talk with you, Morgan. You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, and we will be right back after these messages.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Got something really funky going on in the studio in here. It smells like popcorn. And there's no one else here, which is kind of freaky. Woo, George.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. My 23 will help me with that. Hey, check this out. Howdy from Northwest PA. Just listening in on the web. Great show. Are there any stations in PA set to carry the show live? Keep up the great job, Mr. D. Bodie. Well, David, we're working on that. I promise you. The syndicators are doing a great job. We have added stations faster than faster than I thought. As much as, you know, that might sound pompous. I've been accused of that before. In fact, I've read a couple letters about that. But we appreciate you listening up there. We are working on you, and you're in a tough area up there in the Northeast, brother. And I would love for nothing more than to get up into Connecticut and Massachusetts and some of these other bastions of liberalism, and we're working on that. Hey, Dwayne.
Yes.
You ready for listening to a really good email here I got from somebody about what they didn't like about the show?
Yeah, lay it on me.
Okay. Let's just say that, here we go. I'll just read it up here. It's a good one. Mark, I just started to listen to your show a few weeks ago. I download your show off iTunes and listen on my iPod, and I just wanted to comment on your show. Good and bad. Unfortunately, the bad outweighs the good, and I may stop listening. Here's the good. Great guests and show information. Love the Ogre, Mossad, Caleb, etc. Bad. Commercial to content ratio. In my opinion, you have way too many commercials for the amount of content you provide. 15 to 20 minutes is in an hour is just too much for me, especially as they are all the same bad commercials played over and over again. Even when they are for the products I like and support, such as Crossbreed, I get sick of them. And when they are in the debt relief money scam type that you also play, I don't want to hear it. While I realize you have to sell commercials to support your program, I don't think you need as many as you have, and you need to be more discerning with who you sell time to. They also need to have higher production value and more variety, or people are going to tune out anyway. One last item, and I am willing to concede this may be stupidity on my part, but the way your podcast is downloaded on my iTunes is that part three comes down first and part one comes down last, which means I have to switch programs each hour instead of going from one to the other. Now, it may be some setting I am missing on iTunes, but yours is the only podcast I have this issue on, and I believe it comes from the order you upload your show. I would prefer 1 3-hour block. If you can't do that, please reverse the order of your upload. Thanks for the work you do for the Second Amendment, and have a great year, Ben. That's Ben in South Carolina. First of all, Ben, thank you very much for the email, and thanks for listening. Now, I responded to Ben by email, and I won't read my, you know, I'm long-winded, and I won't read my response to that. But I explained a few things to Ben in there, because Ben had, like Rob says, man, there's an awful lot going on in that email, George.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he makes some good points, and constructive criticism is always appreciated.
Well, here's the deal, and I have had a number of emails to this effect, you know, not quite like Ben's, as detailed as Ben's. You know, people call and say they hate the commercials, they love the content, I don't want any more commercials. Well, you know, here's the realistic answer to that. This is a business, and I've never watched a television show or listened to a radio show that didn't have commercials. I apologize that you don't like the commercials that are on here, but my honest answer was, If Crossbreed Holsters wants to pay for every minute of airtime, we will air Crossbreed Holsters every single minute of available network airtime for them, because they are paying to advertise, number one. So I apologize you don't like the commercials. I don't like commercials either, but there's nothing we can do about that. As I told him in the email, you know, you have to pay for the program. Now, 20 minutes of commercial time is not true. We have 4 minutes on one side of the hour, we have 4 minutes at the bottom of the hour, and we have 4 minutes of network on the third side of the hour, which is 12 minutes. The top six are generally news and sports. Now, of those two breaks, of those four breaks, we own two of them. We own 8 minutes. That's why picking up the podcast from anywhere in the country, you're going to hear the network feed. And we don't have all of our airtime sold yet. We have a ton of inquiries, and that will change very soon. So the network runs whatever they want during that airtime in between the breaks that we own. For example, if you hear Crossbreed two times. Now, the bottom of the hour and the top of the hour are owned by the local stations, and it's called a radio clock, and that's how it works. So I apologize you don't like the commercials. I wish I could accommodate you better, but it's real life and commercials exist, guys.
Well, let me throw this out. What he can do if he doesn't like the commercials is that he can go to his favorite vendors and say, hey, advertised on Armed American Radio.
Well, you got a great point. And I guess I should say, and I will read this. I put in my email to Ben, here's an idea for you to consider. Has it occurred to you that you love the program content so much that the actual content time seems to fly by and the commercials are a pain? It's like watching 24 on Fox, bro. A one-hour program is about 40 minutes of content, no different here. So the fact of the matter is, what he hasn't yet admitted to himself is, he is such a fan of Armed American Radio, and the content is so good that it flies by so fast, and the commercials, he just can't wait for the content to come back, making the four-minute break seem like forever.
Well, I think that's right. And his first point was very accurate, too, which is that you have great guests on the show. I mean, Mark, you've done a great job. Your guest list has been a who's who of the firearms industry. And you know, the commercials are what allow you to get on these stations all across the country and get the message out. So it's, you know, again, it's like the SHOT Show going to the convention center in Vegas. It's business, and sometimes we need to put up with some business issues in order to serve the greater good.
Well, you know, it's like this. If you're, you know, you can go to, if you want to change up the commercials, I got a good recommendation for you. Virtually all of the affiliate stations, which is growing like a weed, you can go to armedamericanradio.org and click on where to listen and see. Click on one of them. Go to one of the affiliate stations and listen to Reno. Listen to the Reno commercials.
Freedom 570 in Utah.
Freedom 570 in Utah, 920 WGKA, and listen to the Atlanta feed. Now, of course, I respect the fact that he's unable to listen live. Okay, but my iPhone, I can move my little slider thing past the commercials.
No.
But you know, he makes some good points in there, and I want to address his concerns. I wish you know there was something I could do, because believe me, I'd love to be on for 7 hours. We could go on and on and on and on and on.
Oh, easily. And the thing about the uploading of the podcasts, you know, it's got to be, you know, you got to put it up there an hour at a time, because forgive me if I'm wrong, but isn't that how the networks get the show?
Yeah, see, I got sidetracked. I sidetracked myself. Imagine that. What happens is each individual hour of Armed American Radio is a standalone broadcast. And an affiliate who, you know, can take the show in blocks of time, 1 hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours, for example. If they take 1 hour and they delay the broadcast and run it on a Saturday, for example, or a Monday, some of, you know, this program is running in a number of markets in different times. Most are carrying it live. But that station, if they have a two-hour block, they can choose hour one and hour three. The program directors can go in and listen to whatever they want and pick and choose their fights. So we have to upload the broadcast in each individual hour, which is why when we put it on the site, it's uploaded to iTunes for the podcast on iTunes. Now, I will say this. Simply go to the armedamericanradio.org website and download it to your computer. And, you know, it is funny how, you know, you can't accommodate everybody. You can't please everybody. People don't like commercials, and they say, you need to get rid of the commercials. Okay. I need 50 more guns. You know, I would like ammo that stops zombies. You know, there's lots of things I would like. Unfortunately, we have to be realistic. Hey guys, we're coming to the close of the roundtable, and I want to make this point. Nikki was unable to call in tonight. I should have said that earlier. And Robert Boatman's son, I was, you know, working with him real quick on the emails, but we're going to call Morgan and ask him to come on this program maybe next week. Hopefully, we can get him on next week. His dad was a big fan of his father's work.
And that emailer was correct. The time does fly by way too fast.
Well, see, I think that's Ben's deal. You know, he's loving the content, and it does. And we know from doing the program, and I know from sitting here week after week after week, that each individual segment just blows right by like this one did. And I got somebody talking in my ear saying, 1 minute. And I look at the clock and think, man, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, I thought I thought the one-hour show was really fast. It went by too fast.
We had to rush it, George.
Oh, yeah, it was like a shoehorn, you know, just trying to cram it all in.
We didn't have enough time with some of the biggest names in the industry. But so, Ben, thank you so much for the email. We appreciate it. But here's the one thing. That's why we took it to 3 hours for you, my man, okay?
Keep listening.
Keep listening, right. Don't let a network commercial turn you away from the content that you must have in your life as a gun owner, a concealed carry permit holder, and a law-abiding citizen. It's important. Mr. Diker, thank you so much. We'll see you in Vegas in about a week, bro.
Sounds good, Mark. Thanks for having me.
See you there, better believe it.
And George?
Yes, sir.
We never give out your site enough, madogre.com. I'm limited on time. So I want to thank all of my guests tonight, Susanna Hupp, Dwayne Diker, Mike Rayburn, George Hill, everybody. And next week is going to be another great lineup. Check out the website. I don't have the time to give it to you right now. But we will see you next week right here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.